Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. I don't know about you, but few things make me angrier than someone abusing my time. Being late, working too slowly, taking their sweet time, or retail stores with long lines and inattentive clerks, or not enough clerks manning not enough cash registers. How many times have you gone to a doctor's appointment and sat in the waiting room for a painfully long time before you got called in? Have you ever had an appointment you were in go long, causing you to be late for the next commitment? Or you've been with someone who wasted time getting to the point? These time wasters drive me nuts. My time is precious to me, and I don't like it when someone else abuses it. I'm always respectful of other people's time and appointments, and they should be too. Here are 14 tips to make appointments effective and productive, not time wasters. And it doesn't matter which side you're on, whether you set the appointment with the other person or they set it with you, most of these 14 tips will apply both ways. Number one, to start whenever possible, I always try to book appointments at non-peak times for the other person. In other words, times when their activity is slower, when they are less likely to be interrupted or in a hurry. Number two, in setting the appointment in advance, always clarify upfront how long the meeting will take and ask that they block that time on their calendar. Like, this should take about 90 minutes, you say. Can you please block 90 minutes on your calendar? Number three, assure them that you won't run long. Say you know that they have other commitments and you'll honor the start and end time. This not only shows that you have respect for their time, but it also subtly puts pressure on them to extend the same courtesy to you. Number four, if you need the appointment to be private and interruption-free, say so. Create the expectation you want. Number five, plan the agenda flow of the meeting in advance. Know what you want to accomplish. Make a list of questions you want answers to, decisions that must get made, actions that must be taken. Budget in time for small talk or getting to know the other person or personal topics or spotting something of mutual interest in the office and you want to talk about it and establish rapport. Number six, when you arrive, either in person or by phone, again ask, is this still a good time for you? And also ask, we committed to 90 minutes. Are you still good with that? You know, I'm so glad I do this because many times the other person has had to shorten the meeting and told me so. And if I hadn't asked, I would have assumed everything was all right and we'd have run out of time. Number seven, keep a timepiece where you can see it. Number eight, make eye contact and don't be distracted by looking out windows or darting glances elsewhere. Stay in the moment. Distraction-free listening is an act of respect. Number nine, don't allow interruptions. Oh, they're going to happen, and you have to vigilantly and politely say that you're in a meeting, we should be done by X time, and ask if the interrupter can wait till then or later. Number 10, as the appointment nears an end, recap actions to be taken, who will do what, and deadlines. And number 11, to signal the end of the meeting, gather your papers, or say something like, well, I guess that sums it up, or this was a productive meeting, thank you, or I appreciate your time to meet with me today. And then stand up and slowly begin walking to the door. Extend your hand to shake, which is the ultimate signal of a meeting's end. Number 12, if there's still more to discuss, but it's time to end, say, I'll walk you to the elevator or to your car. Number 13, you can even say, well, my 11:30 appointment will be here in a few minutes, or I've got to be across town at 2:30 and I've got a few things to prepare before I leave. These are all polite ways to conclude the appointment without being rude. And finally, number 14, within 24 hours and preferably sooner, send a short follow-up note by email listing decisions and actions, who will do each action, and deadlines for completion. I suggest email because of its immediacy. You do this for two reasons. First, you want to prove that you are responsible and will complete your tasks on time. And second, You also want the other person to know he or she too is expected to comply. Put these 14 tips to work for you, and your appointments stand a much better chance of starting on time, ending on time, and being productive every minute in the middle. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. Contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.